My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it's about 10 days since we began our Lenten journey. Are we still on track, marching forward enthusiastically, armed with the weapons of personal sacrifices and penance? Or do you notice cracks in your resolutions? Do not lose heart. If you have faltered along the way, start afresh, for our God is a forgiving God. Reset your attention on things of heaven. As advised by St. Paul in our second reading, letter to the Philippians, how can we do this so that we make our Lenten journey a transfiguration experience? The transfiguration of our Lord was not merely an experience for the three apostles, Peter, James, and John, but a defining moment for Jesus as well. He needed the reassurance which had once come before the start of his public ministry, namely at his baptism. Now, before he enters Jerusalem to go through his passion and death, God reassures him, "You are still my beloved son." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus and his disciples go through this special spiritual experience in the context of prayer. Prayer is the ladder between God and human beings. It is the prayer which unites to have a personal conversation with God, to have that personal experience with God. Jesus is exhibiting that to us very explicitly.